And he wouldn't let me go to sleep, for he knew if I lay down on the ground, I'd take hold of you. Now, you talk about a miserable night, I spent it for about a 12-year-old boy, you know. They're sitting by far on that.
Mosquitoes.
Well, they weren't any mosquitoes in the wintertime, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But what got me was doing that, right in my sleep all night. He knew what I was getting into, but he gave up for me to go. But I sure didn't get no sleep that night.
Hmm.
He made me stay right by that far all night long. And they had a half a bowl of fish the next morning and all. And it was catfish. We don't have as many fish in these streams now as we did, or catfish as we did back then.
What might you use for bait? Do you ever little small fish you might use for bait?
Minnows. Yes.
Midworms?
Most of my fishing when I was growing up was red worms.
Red worms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You ever seen them big old ones you might find?
Oh yeah, you find huge ones here.
The big old ones that you might get out of a shrub, out of kind of...
Some of them almost big as your little finger there, you know.
You're talking about a grub worm.
Some
of them you might get in the rotten tree.
That's a grub worm.
That's a red worm.
A red worm, is a long red worm. It's not very big around.
And then big old ones you might get out of there. Big long things you might find in the under some pine straw or something like that.
Yeah,
that might be a lynch you're talking about.
Now these long red worms that I fished with, you'd find them and
get a night creeper here?
At the eave of your barn where the water had dripped off, you know, or run off.
You dig them out of the dirt.
They would be, they like around, like to stay where there's a little mountains, these red worms that I fished with.
Some that might come out at night.
No, these didn't hardly. I mean, I don't think they'd come out at night.
Night creeper or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Big old night creepers, black worms, we got them down. That old black soil, they come out at night. Well, I don't know, they say worms about the color of the soil anyway. Red worms. Black worms, who knows?
Well,
you got red soil here, I guess you got red worms.
Well, yeah, the red worms is all we've ever had here, other than those grub worms we're talking about.
Yeah. There's a little tree that's in Louisiana called a tall tree. Boy, a fish will swim 40 miles to jump on a hook if you put a tall worm on there.
Then there's a kind of get off of these trees down here.
We have a tree out here.
Catawba.
Oh, yeah.
Tree.
Mm-hmm.
We
have
one
here.
Tree.
Oh, yeah.
I've got one out here
in Gallup. They'll, I have a cousin visiting from Pocahontas. That's about 20 miles here this summer. Now, this tree was just lousy, wasn't it, out here? You know them worms?
I planted that tree.
He got him a can and he, I bet he got a quart off of it, what he could reach, you know. Yes, my wife planted that tree here several years ago.
I planted one in that color and one in this one, and we had this one was beautiful, shaped pretty. Cows kept that in the off lot. And we had petty dunk out of the well. We sprayed it, cracked the well, you know, the roots.
Punctured,